Fishing has been an important cultural practice for many generations of Indigenous people, but it's landing some traditional owners in jail. This week, a grandfather on the New South Wales South Coast was preparing to fight charges in court before the case was dropped at the 11th hour. The community is calling for better legal protection. Isabella Higgins reports.
It's the middle of winter on the New South Wales far south coast. It's cold and windy, but it doesn't stop Kevin Mason from diving into the water.
A place where you can hunt and gather, quite easy for our mob, you know, we see people.
Today he's pulled a handful of abalone, or sea snails, from the water. He cracks open the hard shells on the rocks to reveal the soft flesh inside. It's abalone that landed him in trouble with the law. Indigenous fishers are only allowed to take 10 of the sea snails per day. In 2015, he was charged with 3 offences after he was caught with 28, as well as too many periwinkles.
Life, it's in me blood, it's part of my culture, it's in me diet.
Just days before his case was due in court, the charges were dropped, but the lengthy legal battle took its toll.
The stress of what I've done nearly all my life, they just knocked the wind out of me over the years. I'm getting too old now.
An analysis from Oxfam Australia suggests Kevin Mason's case isn't isolated. It found 85% of people jailed for fishing offences in New South Wales were Indigenous, with a large portion of charges concentrated on the south coast. Wally Stewart is an elder of the Yuin people, who have a native title claim over the region.
We've got a high unemployment rate down here on the south coast, but most of our people know how to fish, and they rely on their resources. So when they go out and catch their resources, now we've got fisheries, you know, coming in and slamming us, you know, sending our people to jail.
Australia's first Indigenous Special Counsel, Tony McAvoy, has been looking into the issue. He represented Kevin Mason and 2 other local men over the years who were also charged with fishing offences. He says there's a conflict between state fishing laws and federal native title legislation.
Compliance officers on the south coast of New South Wales are constantly clashing with Aboriginal fishermen who are exercising their inherent rights, their native title rights. Those compliance officers are bound by a regime of policies that doesn't assume that those native title rights exist.
A spokesperson for the Department of Primary Industry says the cultural needs of Indigenous people are considered. Under an agreement signed off in 2009, Indigenous fishers are allowed to catch 8 more abalone per day than other fishers. And since then, the numbers of people prosecuted has dropped. The government says catch limits prevent overfishing, a view shared by John Smythe from the Abalone Association of New South Wales.
Yeah, there's got to be controls on what we can take. Now, to just have an open slather take of any species is you're doomed for disaster.
John Smythe from the Abalone Association speaking with Isabella Higgins.